Holy Spirit is being removed. Those disasters identifying the removal of the Holy Spirit are only taking place because the people in the world are grieving away the Holy Spirit for the final time. And as mankind does that, the Holy Spirit is removed, and this allows Satan to bring his disasters upon mankind. But the bottom line of all this is that when we see mankind losing any influence of the Holy Spirit, it means that Christ is making decisions in the most holy place that are bringing the judgment to a close. Testimonies to Ministers, page 431. All fornicators will be outside the city of God. Already God's angels are at work in judgment, and the Spirit of God is gradually leaving the world. The triumph of the church is very near, the reward to be bestowed is almost within our reach, and yet iniquity is found among those who claim to have the full blaze of heaven's light. He who presides over his church and the destiny of nations is carrying forward the last work to be accomplished for this world. To his angels he gives the commission to execute his judgments. Let the ministers awake, let them take in the situation. The work of judgment begins at the sanctuary. Please notice that she's tying in the work of judgment, the work that's going on in the most holy place, with the Spirit of God being withdrawn from the earth. Review and Herald, May 27, 1902. The plagues of God are already beginning to be poured out upon the earth. The evidences before us indicate that God's Spirit is being withdrawn from the earth. The fires that are raging in the United States right now, they're raging in Europe right now, the recent plane crashes, and on and on and on, are evidence that the Holy Spirit is being withdrawn from the earth. So what does that mean? Review and Herald, September 3, 1889. As the restraining power of the Holy Spirit shall be withdrawn because of the impenitence and ingratitude of men, terrible things will be witnessed in the earth. It's being withdrawn because men are making their final choice against the influence of the Holy Spirit. Desire of Ages, 306. Hearts that respond to the influence of the Holy Spirit are the channels through which God's blessings flow. Were those who served God removed from the earth and His Spirit withdrawn from among men, this world would be left to desolation and destruction, the fruit of Satan's dominion. Though the wicked know it not, they owe even the blessings of this life to the presence in the world of God's people whom they despise and oppress. Principle here. If the Holy Spirit is removed, Satan